more DFW Mobile.
Good morning, Kent, NC9V.
Buddy, KF4 and XY.
Good morning, Leon. Good morning, David. Hope everybody's doing well.
Well, slept good. I did not want to get out of bed this morning for some reason, though. Must have been in that deep sleep. How about you, David? How you doing?
Pretty good. We run off down to the ocean last week. Got back yesterday and glad to be back home.
Yeah, me and the wife, we like that getting back home. We like going off, but we sure like getting home better.
In today's age, I like sleeping in my own bed. Anyway, pick it up with Ken, I'll be hanging around. KF4 and XY.
But that's why me and Ken have campers, so we like to take our beds with us. Now, a little bit closer at this.
You're a little bit scratchy.
Four zones along here. I said, Carrie's getting a little bit closer for you, isn't it?
We're getting ready to go camping here before too awful long. This coming weekend, we're in North Carolina just visiting relatives. And then in May, I got to run up to Kentucky and come back in the same day, pick up and bring back the grandkids and the daughter.
A lot of driving. We had a retirement get-together, I guess, Friday for a co-worker, and that was the last thing on our schedule. We don't have anything scheduled for a while, so we're kind of enjoying that.
Man, I think the first time we're taking a camper out this year so far is going to be in July, going down to Stone Mountain.
One more thing to do to my truck. Hopefully I'll get it done this week, and it should be good to go for the camping trips. He'll tow that camper, no problem.
Them tire pressure management systems on your camper.
I need one, and I actually need four tires for the camper, too. So that's another thing I need to get on. Them tires are starting to get a little bit of a dry rot to them, so I'll go ahead and replace them before they become a problem and speed up the rest of the camper, you know. Tires, I can't complain. Tires that they've worn very well. Still got a little bit of tread left on them, and they just get sidewalls get dry rot, get cracks in them. That'll cause a blowout, sure enough. So, yeah, before we go anywhere, I gotta replace those.
Dad, I think it said mine are, according to the date, they're about 5 years old on that, but. Mine never got over like 110 degrees going down the road, and so they seem like they're holding up pretty well, as long as you're not speeding and weaving in and out.
Cover them when you're not driving.
It's just sitting out there in the driveway. At least it's not on the ground.
It's on the side of the tip of the sun. I guess I need to turn my camper around to speed the other side for a while.
That's that tire management system. I think it's only like $45 on Amazon. And it really did good. They alluded to that they don't really blow out until they get up to like 150 degrees. And mine never even got close to that.
Good thing. Yeah. Yeah, people don't realize, you know, you roll on a hot asphalt like that. It's tough on a tire.
People don't realize it's most of those are only rated for like 70. And, you know, and they pass you doing 75 and 80.
I get on the interstate. I don't do 60. I won't go above 60 on the interstate with my camper. The tires are not rated for speed, that's for sure.
Same here. Maybe 65 going down the hill, but that's about it. KN4 TFW.
This is still amazing. These people are driving, flying by, all on cameras and all on boats. Just the boat on camera just back there Wagging away.
Yeah. In C9B.
How NASCAR he took the tires by wiggling it back and forth?
Yeah.
Isn't that how the NASCAR drivers heat up their tires? They wiggle it back and forth?
I don't think NASCAR's doing that. I think it's just, I don't know, weight balance, whatever. I don't know. They just, yeah, that's scary. Yeah, I'm a firm believer, and I've always said this, that I am surprised we don't have more fatalities, track fatalities, than what we do.
Hang on a minute, going in a bad spot. That should be back. KN4 TFW.
A little bad spot. I've got to come down 25. It's just, I guess I'm on the wrong side of the mountain there. Yeah. I should be good close to it. I was talking to Eric yesterday on low power. Looked at it up. I probably ought to bump that up to mid power.
And on low right now, I need to look at the radio, and I think the fan is dead on it, and I just need to get a new fan for it.
Put your head on the back. It was getting warm.
I can't reach it. It's under the seat.
I'll take my hand and touch the back of the radio after I've been talking for a while, and just to see if it's getting a little warm. If, you know, it's not getting warm, you don't even need a fan.
Still, you could hear the fan running, but I ain't heard it in a long time.
All right, I have to let the speed racer tailgate me and pull off the road, let him go by. He's in such a hurry this morning.
Enjoy life. They're always in such a hurry.
I mean, they're riding your bumper like that, so, you know. Just making the left turn off of 25 is never a good thing anyway, because you're in the fast lane. You got a turn lane coming up, and you know you got to slow down. And he's going the same way I'm going, so I don't know. Yeah, he ain't going that fast now, so I don't know what the difference was. I like the fact my truck was bigger than his.
There's a car, he's tailgating a little pickup truck, and then he keeps getting on the brakes and everything, and it's right in the air. I'm going to pass him.
What about that situation, huh?
What's happening when they're all over the brakes all the time?
The other day, it was all over the highway. I was going to the left of center, going off the right side of the road. I don't know if he's drunk or just sitting, keep it on the road. Playing on his phone or what? I don't know. Maybe he was watching a video. The law, well, I'm sure they still do. You can't have a viewer, a TV viewer, forward of the driver's seat. In other words, it can't be visible to the driver. I guess that's all to the wayside, huh? All these digital displays in cars with the Apple CarPlay. And I guess if you can do Apple CarPlay, you can do Apple Car video. I don't know.
There ain't no distractions these days.
Patrick's out this morning.
Sleeping in.
As much as I like to ride into work, I hope I can get up early enough to especially how I felt this morning, the chat on the radio. I did not when I got to bed this morning for some reason. You didn't get that deep sleep.
You always sleep in your bed right before the alarm goes off.
This morning, usually I wake up before the alarm goes off, and I did. I woke up before the alarm went off. Usually when I wake up, I'll look at the clock to see what time it is, and it was 3:50. I said, I might as well get up, because I set it for 4. But I did not want to get up. It just wasn't deep sleep. Like, oh, man, I only got 10 more minutes. I'd rather just be miserable laying there. I gotta get up.
Be on in the morning. Got a doctor's appointment for a test.
Goes well for you. I won't be on in the morning either. I'm not working tomorrow. I'm pretty much resigned on the Mondays and Tuesdays. That's all I want to work. They're looking for somebody to work Saturdays, 12 hours on Saturdays. They got some heavy stuff coming up. I said, I hope y'all going to hire some people. I'm not interested in doing it.
I just got to go take a swallow test, a barium swallow test, see what's wrong with my swallowing here, why stuff gets stuck.
The ENT a couple months ago had something going on in my throat. He scoped it and everything and didn't see anything. Says, well, maybe it's acid reflux. He'll give me some prescriptions for some acid reflux medication, and I'm taking it. And I don't think it's acid reflux, but I guess have to wait and see.
I think it just needs to be stretched a little bit, but I don't know, maybe there's something else going on, although I hadn't done it in a couple of weeks, so it got me a little bit confused there.
I actually woke up yesterday. I felt yesterday morning, I was feeling great. And I don't know if it's I got this thing about pineapple juice. If I get some pineapple juice, it's like instantly relieves my, I want to call it a headache. It's just a nagging little discomfort in your head. It's like around your brain or something. I don't know. I take a little bit of pineapple juice. That goes away immediately. So, I don't know if something in the pineapple juice or what, but I kind of swear by that. NC9B. I know you shouldn't drink diet sodas because all the stuff in it and the aspartame, and I think that's the direct contributing factor to the discomfort or whatever you want to call it. And I guess the pineapple juice kind of counteracts that. So, just my take on it. It may not be anything.
I drink maybe one or two soft drinks a month, so that didn't bother me too bad, I don't think. But I do drink a good bit of iced tea.
Today, between sweet tea and Diet Coke, so throw a product name out there, which probably shouldn't do. Everybody says cut it out, but I gotta have advice, I guess. That's it. Don't smoke, don't drink.
KO4HK. Yeah, I gotta have my sweet tea too.
We prefer to miss Elise that way, but yeah. Good morning, Patrick. Didn't see 9 feet.
Good morning, Patrick. We thought maybe you slept in today.
I've been listening for a little bit, trying to get ready and then jump in here with you.
Hooray.
You start tomorrow.
It's a good day to stay home then. ICOM 705, Patrick. Online this morning. 1100. All kind of accessories with it.
Yeah, that 1100 would be the reason I'm not sure I want to jump on that.
They seem to hold their value very well. Anyway.
Yeah, I won, then the bottom will fall out of them.
By FTM 500. As soon as you do that, they'll come out with a new model, a 510. But I like my 500s, I really do.
Now, I figure they might be doing it here for long.
Maybe that's got to go for it, though. It's such a small thing. With all those features packed in a little package, I mean, think of the design and the work and the effort that they put in designing that. I'm not sure they're going to want to do that right away.
That's my logo.
And you can get you the ICOM 705 and put it in your camper, and you'd be set there.
I don't use the ones I got, hardly, but I like my 450D.
I've looked at that one a couple of times. I like my 991A, but I don't use the HF that much. Get it unlisted a little bit, talk occasionally.
Because it doesn't have no bells and whistles, just all the basics. And I think it really helped me out learning.
Harder and harder to tell these Ford Rangers from the Toyota Tacomas and the Tacomas from the TNCs, and they're all getting the same body styles.
It'd be like NASCAR, where everybody's got the same body, just a different emblem on it.
they all look the same, and now they're all working together on parts.
Wife's Kia. I was looking at that the other day. Got a Hyundai motor in it.
Hyundai been doing stuff like that for many years.
There you go. She's looking for a car. Send me a picture of one. It's a boy looking little car, but I've never ever even heard of the name. I can't remember the name, what the name is right now. It's got like a Scion, the emblem for Scion, but it's not a Scion.
I missed that.
Patrick, it's a sporty looking little car. They're selling them out of one of the dealers up there in Asheville. But it's not a Scion, but the emblem kind of looks like a smaller, little different emblem for a Scion. That of the, what do they call it, the Grenadier? Come out the Grenadier now. That's pretty neat looking little vehicle. Nashville, they're pricey, but I think they're well built. It's kind of like a land cruiser in that category, I guess.
I don't know anything about what's going on up there.
I'm out up there in Nashville all the time, Patrick.
How's it again?
Yeah, I don't go there unless I have to. Smart up there on Airport Road, though, it's a little bit better than the one in Hendersonville.
Better, but that's about as close as I get.
I drove the truck yesterday, and I was in a 45-mile zone. Going 45. I got passed by a school bus. That was interesting.
Like they used to be K4H jets.
Whizzed by me here, 14 and South Buckham Road. You and Ken pick it up, because I'm going to be turning into work here. Y'all have a great day. Get here, both y'all. And have a better week, but don't catch you further down the pipe. And 73 all, and C9B.
Leon, be careful out there on the road today. No 4-H catch.
Leon, be safe out there and have a good day. KN4TFW.
N4ZLK. Good morning, guys.
KO4-H catch.
Good to hear you this morning.
Today I'm up at the butt crack of dawn.
What's going on today?
Good job yesterday, and I start at 7:30. But I got an hour drive there, roughly.
Retired, though.
My retired came in.
Yeah, they did. Could
have been a double.
Retired from the semi.
I'm doing a similar thing for a different, well, not a similar thing at all, actually, a totally different thing, but still driving a truck for a lumber company, a small lumber company, your family owned, and anyway, we'll see how it goes. Go ahead, Patrick.
You took an extended vacation there instead of semi-retired.
Vacation engenders thoughts of beaches and travel and relaxing and things like that, and I didn't do much of that.
Some kind of project going.
I didn't get everything completely done, but I'm saving for the weekends now.
That's common folk now, Ken.
Have to go to work every day again.
That too. I was asleep by 9 o'clock. Woke up at 4:30. Just on my own. Didn't even have the alarm. Well, I did have the alarm set, but I woke up about 30 minutes before the alarm. So, I don't know. We'll see. That'll probably wear off pretty quick.
Be on the radio every morning now?
Every chance of it, yes. Doesn't necessarily mean it'll be every morning.
Because I hate you, I'm going to have to say 7-3. And it was good to hear everybody this morning. Hope everybody has a safe day. And, I'll catch you guys back, on Thursday, KN4 GFW.
And great day, and I hope your test goes good tomorrow. KO4HKX.
Good to hear you. Hope everything goes well. And 4ZLK.
That's nice, Shane.
On the yard about 10 after 6, it was, traffic was pretty heavy on 85. It just, the closer I got to Greenville, the worse it got. And I kind of found my way through a couple of semi-back roads, you know. And so I was home, let's see what time I get. I got home at 7:30-ish, 7:45, which is still earlier than the last place. Called me or texted me when I was coming into Greenville. So how far away are you? Because, you know, they shut down at 4:30. And he was waiting on me. So I called him and he goes, are you ready to quit yet? I said, no, not yet. I think it was a very stressful day for him, but it really wasn't that bad for me, just compared to what I was used to. This, you know, he had to shell out some money to get his equipment fixed, but that, other than that, it wasn't a bad day for me, just a little bit longer hours.
So things start settling down. Matt, you got the truck almost where you want it. It should pretty much be how day was.
Yeah, there's a few more things that need to be fixed on it. It runs, but, you know, they still need to be fixed. But anyway. But I don't know if I told you or not, but they were really nice. I met the trailer service guy and the manager or whatever, the tractor guy. The tractor guy used to work for UPS years ago up in New Jersey, so he was real nice. Gave me the card, said, you guys ever need anything, or if you ever need anything while you're out, call this number. If you need anything while you're in town and need to come over here, call me, you know. So they were really good.
I used to deal with them for a little while, and I never had no trouble with anybody there.
On the phone, it surprised me that they took me right in like they did. I just assumed they'd be doing something else.
I don't need, if it's a small something, they jump it in front of everything else to keep that customer running, because they know how important the trucks are.
Wasn't the bargain price either. Because that was a necessity, and necessities usually cost a little more.
You get that too. You pay the hurry-up fee.
What day is to run a couple loads back up to the Marion, North Carolina area, or Catawba or something, two different places up there, and drop them. I think that's all there is today.
You'll get in there and you can get you a system worked out that works for everybody, and no surprises, or few surprises anyway.
At least on my end. But we'll see. They've treated me really nice so far. So, and got checked on by one of the other drivers. He's not a CDL driver. He does the smaller deliveries, but he texted me a couple times, asked me how things are going, and they've all seemed really nice.
I hope that works out for you.
Try it out for a while and see. Anyway, how's your day going so far?
I'm on the road. We've got a few minutes left, so no rush.
Think about you yesterday when I was pulling up, the old Kenworth fan kicked on. It reminded me of listening to you on the radio and the fan kicking on in the background.
HKX, yeah. You know, what do you do? I miss those days sometimes.
My first thought when it kicked on, I was like, oh, I used to hear this when Patrick was driving around. So I was looking at the antenna mounts yesterday. There's one on each mirror. The passenger side mirror still has looks like a CB antenna. But I know Freightliner, they had two on the back. One was for the FM, and one was for, you know, FM commercial radio, and one was for CB. The one on the driver's side on this tractor is broken off. It just, the mount is still there, you know, unscrew it, but the antenna itself is broken. But the radio works, so I'm thinking maybe that's the CB side, but I don't know, because I'll probably put a radio in here soon.
Program a few more repeaters in there, because you're covering some ground now.
Be able to hit the W4RCW repeater pretty well. I know I go up that way every Monday, and possibly another day of the week. So I think normally what I'm doing today normally goes up on Monday, but they actually said they didn't have the deliveries yesterday, but now they've got them today, so they must have changed their order a little bit. But usually go up there and make two deliveries, from what he told me. Make two deliveries and then pick up where I picked up yesterday and bring it back.
The 6-4 that you'll be able to hit up there, and the 9-10 also.
So you're with the 9-10. Where is that one located?
On Spivey Mountain. You'll hear Harry. Harry's on it a lot.
At the West Cars repeater or up there near Candler?
I think so. I don't know if it's the West Cars, but it's W4MOE, I believe, is the call sign on it. I just send the dial over there to look and see. But I think that's what's on. I can hit it from here some days, depending on where I'm at. But it's got pretty good coverage up that way.
Check it out. I'm familiar with the 6-4. I think I've got it programmed in here. Probably what I'll do is get another one of those 150s, FTM 150 dual banders, and put in here and take this radio, which is a dual bander but a single VFO, and put that in the truck.
Because there's some 440 machines up that way too. I'm not as familiar with them as I am the other ones. But there'll be quite a few repeaters up through there you can hit, along with GMRS. There's quite a few of those up there.
Part of it there. I heard you say the 440 machines and GMRS.
Spot here for a minute, run in and grab me a drink, and then I'll be right back, okay?
Here, N4ZLK Mobile.